Good morning. Today's reading is taken from James chapter 1, verses 1 to 6. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations. Greetings. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any one of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Amen.
Great. Thank you so much, Uday, for reading God's word to us this morning. Over the next few weeks as a church, we're going to be thinking about what it means to have an active faith. And we're looking at that from the letter of James. There is a lot of letters in the Bible written by certain people to church communities. It's as if a letter would come through the letterbox here at Shirley Baptist Church, written by someone from a different location, and both encouraging us and challenging us to do church well, to be God's people in a way that is going to encourage and change the world. What kind of letter would we as a church like to receive? When was the last time you received some post? I mean, Christmas cards are getting lower and lower and lower. But the post is not the kind of thing we do these days. We might send a text instead. But if you were to send a text to this church, what would it be? Or a Facebook post, what would you say? James writes a letter to both encourage the church, but also challenge the church to be the people that God has called them to be. James, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, greetings. When I read that first, I was thinking sort of greetings, earthlings. But I can't help but read that without thinking of that. But let's move on from that. James, who on earth is James? Well, James is a person that, if you've been a Christian for some time and you read your Bible and you've read James, you might think it's such a great book because it's about being active in faith. It's about doing faith. It's not just about speaking about the faith I have in God. It's doing things for God. And we're going to go deep into this letter of James over the next few weeks and discover that it's more than simply doing faith. It's about being faith too. But who on earth was James? Well, James, if I can move this on, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, he writes that about his own title. As I applied here for the role of being minister of Shirley Baptist Church, if I wrote Matt, a servant of God and the Lord Jesus Christ, you probably would have gone, what? That's probably not the way in which we would introduce ourselves. But he introduced himself in this way because he sees being a servant of God as of first importance. Is that how we view our lives? Being a servant of God, being of first importance. But he says God and the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you are thinking about who God is, the idea about God may be understandable, but is Jesus God? That was the big debate of the early church as they shared this faith in this person about Jesus. And James says, I follow God and I follow Jesus now, which was a shock to people who only thought God was God. Jesus was someone else. James then, right at the very beginning of this letter, says very clearly about God and about Jesus Christ. But what the letter doesn't tell you, and there is a little bit of debate about this, is that James is also the brother of Jesus. James is the brother of Jesus. Now, I don't know if you have a sibling, if you have a brother or sister, and whether you get on well with your brother or sister. I can see some smiles, meaning I can't work out what that means, yes or no. Do you get on well with your brother or sister? You may not have a brother or sister, but James has a brother and he has sisters. Jesus had a brother and he had sisters. And we don't often think of Jesus in that way. We think of Jesus as a person that lived, that taught amazing things, that died on a cross, that rose from the dead and conquered everything to do with death. But Jesus was a family person too. James was the brother of Jesus. When it comes to family relationships, we can have really good relationships or really difficult relationships. Some of you may have really close, like you text or you send letters or you relate regularly. Some of you may be thinking, I haven't spoken to my sister or brother for so long and I wish it could be repaired. It conjures up all sorts of emotions, family dynamics. Well, James, it says in John chapter 7, was opposed to his brother Jesus. He was not happy that Jesus was teaching and proclaiming about who he was and what he was doing. He wanted to stop Jesus. It could even be discussed that James was not happy with his brother Jesus. Have you ever not been happy with a sibling? Oh no, everyone's happy with their siblings. That's amazing, miraculous as well. These are my siblings. I thought, oh no, I've got the same shirt on. That's embarrassing. It's the only shirt I've got in the cupboard. But the one in the middle is my twin sister. And I am 4 minutes older than Liz. And Liz clearly loves her other brother more because she's leaning into him, you know. I have asked them if it's okay for me to show me this image this morning. But this is in a family gathering in Cambridgeshire. So after the Christmas Day service on Boxing Day, went down to Surrey to see some family, then went from Surrey to Ely in Cambridgeshire to see some family. And I thought church was busy over Christmas, but family, my goodness. But for the first Christmas in a very long time, we all got on. Not that we didn't get on in other Christmases, but it just seemed to be a breeze this Christmas. Everyone gathered, everyone was in a good mood. It was nothing short of a miracle. My twin sister, she is a Christian, and she has had esophageal cancer. She had a very low percentage chance of living. She's got five children of her own, two twins in there, as we're a twin. I haven't got no twins, so. But she's a walking miracle. And she was a singer in a worship band, played the piano. Her voice has been taken away. She can't sing anymore. But she still plays the piano in Ely Cathedral. Amazing. My brother, he and I got baptized together, but he's no longer a Christian. And he has had some sort of journey in his own life, and he's struggling to know what this whole thing of life and faith is all about. And he's a secondary school teacher, and he teaches faith and ethics. Maybe it might be to do with that that's caused him. But he and I have discussions and love each other and The three of us love each other. Siblings and how we relate and how we share faith. It's real to us. Not only real to Jesus and James. James was stopping Jesus from doing the work that Jesus came to do. And then James had a light bulb moment and his life was turned around. And we'll go into that in later detail another time. James's life was turned around and he then said, Jesus, you're my brother, but I also see who you are in relation to a needy world. You are the Savior. You are God's gift to us. You are closer than a brother. So James's life was turned inside out and upside down, and he followed his brother Jesus. And not only that, he became leader in the church in Jerusalem. And that church he led, which is an incredible church, and it was famed for not leaving anybody out. Oh, if a text or a Facebook post or a letter was written to this church, Shirley Baptist Church, it's a church that leaves nobody out. That was what the church in Jerusalem that James led, who now follows his brother Jesus, was famed for, leaving no one out. I really am a bit hesitant to embarrass him. But yesterday in our Leaders Away Day, we talked about what it means to welcome people. And Vlamir, who is from Brazil, came and shared with us for an hour about what it means for them as a family to have been welcomed here at SBC. Some of the challenges of being in a church. Well, we talked about Graham. Every church needs a Graham. Graham is on the door there and for over 30 years has been welcoming people and sharing, telling them where to go and a seat to sit at and to be welcomed and loved and cared for. No one, according to the gospel of Graham, is left out. So whether you're here this morning as a guest, whether you're here with another faith, whether you are here just exploring, I want to share with you in this moment, on this day, that you are welcome and we don't want to leave you out. To the 12 tribes scattered among the nations, James writes to other Christian communities that are being persecuted for their faith. And persecution within Christianity happens around the world in many different locations. Some of us are persecuted for our faith here in the UK in different ways. We have many people from Hong Kong, and if you're here for the Christmas Day service, they sang a blessing over the church. Merry Christmas to you, Merry Christmas to you in Cantonese. And the Hong Kong community have come to the UK to find freedom where their faith is being persecuted. Persecution happens all around us in different ways. And James, in that moment, is writing to these 12 tribes scattered among the nations who are persecuted for their faith and to say, still keep loyal to God. I don't want to leave anyone out. Be loyal to God. The encouragement for each of you this morning, for you on my right, by the baptistry, for you on my left, and everybody in between, no one is to be left out of the encouragement to be loyal to God. That's what James is doing as he writes. In prayer with a pastor's heart, be loyal to God. Sophia, be loyal to God. As you share your faith, as you get in the waters, be loyal to God. Debbie, be loyal to God. As you get in the water and share promises, be loyal to God for the rest of your life. Matt and Andrea, be loyal to God. Being a member of a church or being baptized and following Jesus is saying, I, before the world, am committed to being loyal to God. and the invitation to being loyal is open to everyone. So we're going to just take a moment to be still and to pause just for a couple of seconds, a few seconds. You may be thinking right now of your sibling. Or if you don't have siblings, a family person. Maybe thinking about your relationship. Is it positive? Is it negative? Is it indifferent? You may be thinking, what does it really mean to be included in God's love and presence? How do I know God personally? And who is this Jesus anyway? Well, Jesus loves you so much. Jesus is kind to all. Jesus wants to invite you into God's presence. And the invitation is to be loyal to God, which means to trust God, whatever is happening in the world. To trust God, whatever is going on in your family. To trust God as we witness people being baptized. To know God and his love in our lives. Amen.